We are bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, it is that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, Forbes, they dropped the highest paid rapper hip-hop acts list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the top five because we don't got time for all 20, okay? So the top five, J. Cole is number five, Drake number four, Kendrick number three, Diddy is at number two, and JB Diddy for number one for the first time.
Wow.
So he's number one. Oh, and Nas made it for the first time since the 90s, I believe. He tied with Dr. Dre at $35 million.
Yeah, how much investments?
$35 million
for the year.
Not bad
for the year. And Jay number one at $76.5 million.
Yeah, and Diddy's at 160
Diddy's
something.
Diddy's at 64
for the year.
For the year. Mm-hmm.
You sure you read that correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Nas is gonna go up again next year, I think.
Yeah.
The way his investments are set up, he's gonna be up on the list next year.
Yeah, you forgot Khalees is lurking. But go ahead.
When we talking about gross, we not talking about the net, okay? We ain't talking about the net, I think. All right, so Mac Miller's death is still being investigated. Authorities say that Mac was actually dead for hours before his body was found in his bedroom. His friends came over to hang out the night before and they stayed till the early hours of Friday morning, but Mac wasn't found until noon. The person that called them called it in as like a cardiac arrest, but they didn't know that he was already dead. Sources say there was only a tiny amount of white powder found when cops searched the house. They believe the house was swept clean to hide evidence. The coroner is waiting for the toxicology results, which can take up to 6 weeks. The only thing that bothered me about that is like, who cleaned that? Like, y'all cleaned the house while he was like in the bed dead?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of weird. Like, did y'all wait on purpose? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. So, I don't know. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I'll keep you posted. So, Eminem did an interview with Sway. And they obviously talked about Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he could give an F about Machine Gun Kelly's career. He's not even in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But after he saw, like, it was a few things that triggered this. He said after he saw that MGK was talking about his daughter Haley a few years ago, then he dissed him on the Tech N9ne record. Then he went on Twitter and said, "You just rap, you're not God," obviously in reference to M's Rap God record.
Mm-hmm.
And then the freestyle where he said his favorite rapper Bandit from Shade 45. So M says he got into a really weird thing where he wants to destroy MGK, but he doesn't want him to make him any bigger. Like, these are her words. He wants to destroy him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he doesn't want to give him too much light. Sway asked him how he felt about MGK's rap devil, and he said it's not bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had a few good lines, and as of right now, he does not know what he's going to do moving forward as far as responding to him.
Mm.
Yeah, which I get why he wouldn't want to.
Okay.
So, Meek Mill's judge, Janice Brinkley, the trash, right?
Uh-oh.
So, her lawyer, Charles Peruto, is right now suing Roc Nation and Amazon. So, remember the recording that I said, he said that Judge Brinkley looked awful and that she should have freed Meek and granted him a new trial.
Right.
Okay, so this was all audio that we heard.
Uh-huh.
So Roc Nation and Amazon were working on a documentary on Meek's case. And at the end of the interview, the reporter asked Peruto if they could go off the record. They told the cameraman to turn it off. The camera was pointed to the wall, but it still caught the audio. So I don't know if that was on purpose or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So he also believed that the audio was edited to make him look bad because near the end, he said that Judge Brinkley followed a letter to the law. So he's suing them because that was supposed to be off the record. He doesn't know who leaked it, but he's holding Roc Nation and Amazon responsible. I don't see an amount for how much he's suing them for, but yeah, he's a lawyer, so I'm pretty sure he would do this if he knew he had a case. So lastly, Swizz Beatz, the birthday boy, he took to Instagram to announce that he is dropping a new album called Poison.
What?
It's going to be available for pre-order this week. I don't know the exact date it's dropping, but Poison equals Poise On, because you know he mad artistic, so he be doing stuff.
Yeah,
Right? You know, he deep like that. So, in an interview, he said he wanted to make an East Coast chronic. So it's set to feature 2 Chainz, Young Tugga Tugga, Pusha T, Jim Jones, Wayne, Nas, Kendrick Lamar, and The Lox. Now, the Kendrick Lamar and The Lox, they're going to be on the same song.
Oh.
That's about to be. Yeah, I'm so excited.
I know.
So listen. When it comes to the song with Jay, Nas, DMX, and Jadakiss that he played at the Beat Battle with Just Blaze, he said it's not making the album.
Come on!
I know. So listen, he said he wants people to respect the body of work, and when the timing is right, he'll put that song out. Then he said, or maybe I'll change my mind.
Swizz,
I'm funny like
stop playing,
why would you
man.
Play? But I get why he wants to. I get why he would do that, because we've been fiending for that since he played the little snippet. I get it. He already know the song is hot. He don't gotta put it out. He don't have to put it out yet.
Look,
I get why he's not gonna put it out if he doesn't.
I was in the club screaming that whole thing.
We know.
And when that beat dropped,
I know.
Yo, it was almost some dead air in the club. I was like, what is this? What is this?
Ass shaking, just no beat, just ass clapping in the club.
What is this?
I can't. Yeah. So we'll see if he pull a okey doke and get us with the song.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That it.
Swizz, stop playing.
Seriously.
All right, look, next time I'll let you win the pool.
Oh,
keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.